three, two, one. Oh my God, that's cold.
Woo!
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, Colts Podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the T-shirt guy. We are in the studio. We are live, and we are presented by Ice Mountain.
The coldest, the wettest.
And we are live, and we're back. Me and Ryan, we're pheasant hunting this weekend. And I tell you guys what.
You got blanked,
huh? What a time.
We were down pretty bad. So the first day, we did four walks. There was four strips we were going to do. The first three strips, Ryan and I both had a goose egg.
Blanked.
And it wasn't because we didn't see any birds.
Still probably shot a box and a half in the first three walks.
Did you sight your shotguns in?
It was, I was starting to question if I needed to sight mine in, but then I remembered it was a Mossberg, straight as barrel, so it wasn't that. But
did you, any like males in your life get you with the, did you sight your shotgun in? It's like the blinker fluid.
Well, a lot of questions, a lot of, hey, did you accidentally grab the blank shells out of the, you know.
A lot of jargon that being thrown our way.
The worst though is I was standing on the end one time and bird got up. And I shot twice, and I missed both times. And the old guy we hunt with was saying shit.
Yeah, I was
then, as I'm reloading, another one pops up. So I had to quick pull up my gun. I missed both of those, and I pouted the rest of the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just pouted the whole time.
Dragging your gun behind you.
Yep.
Yep. Barrel in the dirt. Yeah. Actually, he just shoved it like, you know, like how Florida State does like the spear and the whatever.
Yeah.
That was
good playoff.
Oh yeah.
Snubbed.
That was Miles with his Mossberg.
I mean, stuck it in the ground. Then I just walked with my arms crossed.
But I at the other end of things, I wasn't shooting any better. So luckily you had that going for you and I had that going for me that we were both dog shit.
But what happened, Ryan?
We were reborn.
One thing that everyone needs to remember about this podcast is all we need is a chip and a chair at the table, and we got a chance to win. Me and Ryan walked up to that last strip, eye of the tiger, started strutting in. First one gets up in front of me, bang, done.
Dead on impact.
Next one gets up, Ryan, bang, done. And then I think we do that a couple more times. But it was actually kind of funny because the first one I shot, remember I shot it? Then I like looked around and was like, did anyone else shoot at the same time? No one else shot at the same time? I did that myself? Oh my God. This felt like on Little Giants when they're like, we gained a yard.
Yeah. 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 We shot 50 on Friday and you and I accounted for four of them total on the last walk.
Yeah. And there was what, 15, 18 guys out there?
Oh yeah. Yep.
So we didn't really pull our weight there, but next day, I don't know if I just needed a night of heavy drinking to level me out.
No, you went to bed early, drank lots of water, and got good sleep.
No, I did quite the opposite, and I woke up the next day just steely-eyed missile man out there.
Just sucking hind tit.
I think I had 15 birds in the first 15 minutes.
I would agree. It was an absolute clinic. And the thing about that was I was in the position right next to him. And then I got booted because they needed a guy on the other end. I'm like, okay, well, I'll go over there.
Within, that was where all the shooting was, where we were standing.
Within the first 5 minutes, we walked about 10 yards into this strip. And then we stood there for the next 5 minutes. Bang, 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 bang. All of the shooting is coming from him and his brother next to him.
And Ryan is just standing there with his gun in his hand.
Just staring.
Just staring. Just
thousand mile stare.
Yeah. I almost started shooting at the birds getting up in front of them just to
participate. Just
to feel like I'm part of the group, honestly.
Feel so.
You just shoot at the same time from all the way down. Be like, that was me.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I claim that one.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
So, totally redeemed myself, and I was able to sleep at night after that. So, thank God. I was starting to think, like, I was like, man, did the Monstars steal all my talent? Mm-hmm. And I am no longer in the NBA is what it felt like.
Yeah, no mojo.
But I should have known that could never happen. So
I will. Okay, so I'll admit, I shot my older gun the first day, not my Mossberg.
Ryan.
Wow.
And then I switched to my, and it was a complete shit show. And then I switched to my over under Mossberg the next day.
And the lights
clinic,
out.
The clinic that we put on.
So you did get birds the second day, even though you were on the bad end?
Yeah, oh, that's yeah. That was the first walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he started to learn up. He's got to stand next to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he better be quick, otherwise he ain't getting a shot up.
Just hang on to my coattails.
Yeah. I did one time shoot a shot directly vertical in the air.
And
a
that's
bird was flying at me, and it was happened so quick, and I was just straight up in the air, and I shot. Didn't hit it.
Got to hit the ground.
Yeah.
That's when you shoot it and you catch it in your pocket on your vest.
I tried.
Damn near did that a couple times.
And then what happened on the very last bird you shot this weekend, Ryan?
So the last bird I shot happened to also be the last bird the entire group shot. This son of a... So we're probably 10 yards from the end of this strip and where all the birds are bunched up.
And we're just standing there for like 15 minutes because they just kept getting up.
Yes. Bird gets up and he flies like up and towards me. So if I don't shoot right away, he's going to get behind me and then I have to shoot him flying away, which is it can be a difficult shot. So what I didn't take into consideration was I did put a 3-inch shell on my top barrel and I blew the upper half off of this bird. Let's just say damn near came down in two.
Ryan had a guillotine shell in his gun. Like quite literally, bang, hit the bird, and the bird just split into two and hung on by a thread, and it was helicoptering.
Oh. Shoot it with a slug.
It was
bad. Shoot him a slug in there.
Yeah, damn near like fucking 3.5-inch turkey load is what I had. Double BB.
Yeah.
So great way to end the trip. Good for conversation after the walk's all done.
Yeah. Ryan.
Yep.
I just thought of another use case for our bed with all of the compartments.
Say it again.
There's gonna be a head slot. So all you gotta do is slide your head up into the bed frame. And as you go back, you fucking open your mouth and Ice Mountain just starts squirting into your mouth.
It's like a keg stand with Ice Mountain.
Yeah. How nice would that be after you just got a night of drinking, you got cotton mouth?
Because I'm not rolling over to grab something off the nightstand and drink it sideways.
Yeah, and then you gotta lean up and do the whole fucking thing. You just slide right in.
Yeah, it's like it's like top of your head activated. You hit the headboard or whatever and fucking squirts out.
That to me seems like innovation that matters.
Hydration overall.
It's a hydration innovation that matters.
Hydration station.
And honestly, it would be nice to just have them wrap my bed with Ice Mountain decals, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. We talked about the water bed. If you get a water bed with a Camelback tube coming out of it, then you could just, you wouldn't even have to move.
Regardless, I woke up in that hotel room this weekend with top 5 all-time worst cotton mouth. I must have
from what you think.
I must have been snoring with my mouth open, the cool dry air from outside coming in.
Could have been the asbestos in there too.
Asbestos. I mean, I can't imagine how many cockroaches crawled in my mouth. I woke up and I just was like, nothing I crave more than right now than is an ice cold bottle of Ice Mountain.
My mouth felt this. It took me 2 hours. At least 2 hours to clear all the just the shit in there. Mm-hmm.
And we could have done it better if we'd had a bed frame with Ice Mountain in it.
Lubrication for your mouth.
So guys, if you're upgrading your bed like Ryan's about to do, get yourself an Ice Mountain bed. It's so wet. It was fun. We had a great time.
134 final number.
Yeah. We were hunting on preserve, everyone, just so you know.
Yeah, relax.
Different rules on the preserve than if you're just going out and hunting, road hunting for ditch chickens.
Solo, the limit's 2? Like when you're, if you're not on it, 3?
3, yep.
And I think it's 10 per guy on a preserve.
Okay.
Yep. 15, 16 guys.
Yeah.
So. Good weekend. I will say though,
maybe it's seven. I don't know.
There was a lot of talk going around with, you know, bringing up old stories of like and this is only my third year going. Previous years, guys, you know, absolutely send it at the bar that night, and these older guys, mid 30s, closing on 40s, are talking like Saturday's the night, Friday's the night, Saturday. I mean, you want to talk about all talk.
Oh yeah.
In bed by at least midnight, if not 11:30.
I can't comment. I would have been the same way.
That's true.
But I would have left at 11:30 and been tucked in at midnight.
People who say nothing good happens after midnight couldn't be more wrong. Because that's when the absolute gold comes out of people.
True.
So,
very true, Ryan.
You and your dad and brother, you guys are hard to keep up with. I mean, there were a couple times, especially Saturday, when we had two straight nights. And on night three, I'm like, fuck. I would love to go back to this shitty ass hotel and lay in a bed full of bed bugs because I'm that tired. But you can't.
Give us the hotel update. Any improvements? Anything worse?
It seemed to be a little bit cleaner. Still got meth heads running it, though.
Yep. Oh, God, yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we go to check in. And we reserved four rooms for the people that showed up that night. And they said that we reserved five. And so we're like, well, can we just get that one room not? Can we just not do that one? And then the girl started panicking, clearly on something.
Highly.
Well, you better call the boss, tell him he did something wrong. And I'm like, oh, boy. And I was like, there's no way they're going to be able to figure this out. And I'm like, well, you have it. And they're like, oh, and also, we've already charged your card for all the rooms. So
wait, don't they just put a card on file until things are said and done with?
I suppose like a deposit. Yeah.
No, she's like, yeah, my boss just ran your card. We need a little cash flow for going into the weekend.
Seriously.
Little do you know, she's the boss and she's just blaming it all on this non-existent boss.
So we ended up getting five rooms instead of four. But at $45 a night, that was tough.
Which luckily we did get five rooms because with only four guys, one of the rooms, it was a physical key lock.
So we got the key card for every room, and then they handed us this one that seemed empty, but they just threw a metal key in the little card pouch. And my brother goes to open it, or goes and like tests it and locks it, and then he like the handle locked, but then he just pushed the door and it just
yeah, it just fucking opened right up.
Nobody breaking into rooms this year,
not that we know of. I mean, there very well could have been someone standing over top of me and at 4 a.m. I don't know.
It's genuinely a hotel where you might consider putting the door, the chair jam in the
yeah.
door.
Yeah. Yeah,
I did walk into my room and I got hit in the face with 95 degree heat.
And that is not an exaggeration.
Like I opened it and was like, poof, hit you in the face. So the entirety of the trip, in order to get it to a comfortable temperature, I had to have the AC on, like the wall unit, which also it's a window unit that they put in the wall.
Just and, cut a hole in the wall.
Yeah. And I had to have that going at 60 just to make it comfortable in there. So they had the heat and the AC going on. I turned off the heat, but the heat didn't turn off. So their heating and cooling bill this year is going to be high.
Yeah.
And it's what? At night, it gets down to 10 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably why
they had the AC going.
Yeah. Had to charge for a fifth room because they need to pay the fucking heat bill.
Well, they're just giving you options. You could have switched to that fifth one if you wanted.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, when I took a shower, the tub didn't fill up.
That's good.
So that was an improvement.
Yep.
But the way that the air circulation in the room was happening, and we switched the light on, the fan goes in the bathroom, the shower curtain just suctioned to me. So I had to literally shower facing the long way of the tub. And so it was either I shower without the light on and the fan would go off so that the thing, or I just had to stand sideways.
I think at that point you got to go just shower open.
Honestly, I thought about it.
Yeah.
One, it wouldn't, you know, it's like kind of chilly outside the shower. That would have been the case. It's a fucking 95
True.
Degrees in there.
I'd sure the AC off.
Yeah. When you were at the front desk getting the key, it was like playing key roulette. Because like you're handing keys out, you don't
guess
know
the right room.
Yeah, so you guess the wrong room with the heat, Your brother got the fucking key lock that didn't work. My room was actually, it was pretty solid.
Just bed bugs.
Just maybe a couple, you know, I had to sleep with.
I did do an ocular pat down on my body when I got home. No bed bugs.
No, I didn't itch at all. But yeah, it is t-shirt over top the pillow. Or sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah, I laid kind of sweatshirt the down over yep. the pillow.
Smart.
Great t-shirt out of the guy at the front desk though when we got there. We might have to start selling this shirt. What did it say, Ryan?
It
says, I can't go to hell because Satan's got a restraining order out on me.
And we're talking, you guys ever seen The Hills Have Eyes?
Yes.
A long time ago.
Like, could be a distant cousin. Could be a distant mm-hmm. cousin. And then the next day, he was wearing a camouflage shirt that said, now you see me, now you don't.
So electric shirt game out of the guy. At the yeah, front
you got to have that shirt, but like the top half is a normal color where it says now you see me and yeah. then the now you don't is in the camo.
Yep.
And
yeah.
the girl that was struggling with the reservation, greasy. We're talking, you could wring her hair out and cook some eggs in a pan, you know. Yeah.
It was meth.
And they had a dog, and the dog came out, and she picked up the dog and like brought it over to where the desk was, like, oh, look at my dog, like waiting for one of us to pet it. And me and Ryan just looked at each other and we didn't pet it at all.
Tucker.
we were like, I don't know. I could get bed bugs from that dog. I need to touch as few surfaces as I possibly can in this hotel.
I wouldn't be surprised if the dog got into one of your guys' rooms while you were sleeping. Probably. You just wake up and it's laying next to you.
Or just dog shit on the bed.
when she held the dog up for us to pet it, the guy was like, no one's getting in with this thing around. Best guard dog around. It's a shih tzu that weighs like 20 pounds.
Bite your ankles.
Yeah. So.
But a little bit cleaner this year, so it must be doing something right.
They had an elite breakfast selection.
Was it the same Raisin Bran from the last time?
Probably.
No, they had chewy bars this time. Ooh. You know?
Fucking Quaker's chewy bars, and then there was a half gallon of 2% in the fridge down below.
Hell yeah.
So I will say though, I had one chewy bar Saturday night, I think, and boy did that hit the spot.
I think I grabbed three after we got back from the bar, and it was like on the movie Replacements, shoving hard boiled eggs in his mouth.
Yep.
It was just the long way, just
God, those were good.
Fucking best chewy bar I ever had.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good thing that happens after midnight is chewy bars.
Big time.
and you know they were fine because they were wrapped in packaging.
Yeah, they are. They weren't repackaged by any means.
Expires in 2021.
Yeah.
Which the milk probably did.
Right. Yeah.
All in all, great trip.
Phenomenal trip. Yeah.
And speaking of the beds, Jared, I heard you finally got a new bed.
Big news.
This is massive news.
Yep.
So you upgraded from a twin bed to a what?
A full bed to a king bed.
You went from a twin bed to a king bed.
Yeah. You went from a children's cot to a king bed.
Went from twin to California king.
You went sleeping at the little bench that's at the end of your bed, like Michael Scott to a king bed. Mm-hmm.
Is it California?
Walk us through it. What's it like?
I should have done a lot sooner.
You think?
What was the first night like?
I think I slept 8 straight hours without waking up.
Hell yeah.
And usually with the old bed, I'd be tossing and turning a couple times during the night.
How was it to have your own space as well?
Yeah, it's like 2-3 full beds in one.
Correct. Really, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the concept.
Sleep number?
No,
it's purple.
Local company.
Nice. Yeah. Sport local.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep the economy going.
Fuck yeah. Is it one of those at the back goes up and down?
Does it have his and hers climate control?
No, it's just the bare bones king.
We talking pillow top or a memory foam?
Pillow top.
Yeah. I heard memory foam's bad for you.
Right. But yeah, it only took us like a half hour to buy the mattress total. And then
Fuck.
Did you lay down on the stuff in the store?
I don't like doing that.
Did you though?
You
know, I did a little bit. Like I was sitting down and lay down a little bit. I just feel weird like when the salesman's like looking over you.
Yeah, go give it, take it for a spin. Lay down.
Lay on your back and you just your junk's hanging out.
Right, yeah.
You know? Well, I got to see if it cools my junk down before I actually buy it. Right. Yeah. All right. Last match.
Take it for a test drive. Let's see if this is the one you strip down to your underwear. Right. I got to know if it's too hot or not.
You just got a backpack filled with blankets on.
Yeah.
Do you have the heat on here?
How was the salesman in general? Was he pushy at all?
He did the line like you spend more time on your mattress.
Oh my god!
I was like, yes, it's funny.
Oh god, that makes me want to punch my own face.
That was like one of the first things he said too.
What did he? He had to have upsold you on something. What did he upsell you on?
He upsold us
warranty. You get extended warranty.
Yeah, in case you drop your bed.
No, it was a bed frame, like a basic ass bed frame that was like $200 extra.
There we go.
Yeah, that's about it.
I mean, you had to, although it wasn't going to fit on your twin mattress bed frame.
Just hang it off.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, and the edges are drooped down towards the ground.
Or if it does extend, just the middle is drooping.
Yeah. Jerry's got a bunch of like old college textbooks that he's trying to like prop up on the edges.
I shit you not. When I got a king in college and I didn't
not
have the bed
brag.
Frame
not
for it.
Fucking Jesus, brag. Tyler, what?
You got what?
I had a king in college, but I didn't have the bed frame to fit. So I had a fucking cinder block underneath in the middle of the bed to hold it up.
That'll happen.
You didn't build like a pallet frame, like it would put lights in it or anything.
No, I just had some planks, but the planks still like drooped. So there's a cinder block underneath.
Sounds like you have a wife that likes to go on Pinterest.
No. I remember, I know a girl that went to Concordia that had that. She had the old pallet frame custom.
Does Meg know you knew this girl that had a bed frame?
She's a friend. She's married to my best friend now.
Okay. Mm. All right. So, nice save.
She goes to other school.
Yeah. You wouldn't know her. Well, I mean, also the things that you were probably doing in that bed, Tyler, couldn't have been good for the mattress.
I still have that exact same bed. It's the one I sleep in now.
Oh, really?
My God. Really?
Yeah.
It's time for you to upgrade. Yeah. That's
full mattress.
I'm gonna go switch from king to full.
I had a friend who
Jared's got a full bed you can get.
I think.
What'd you do with your old bed?
They took it when they delivered it.
Oh really?
Yeah. Wow.
Did you trade in?
Yeah, I guess I did. Yeah.
Did you get any value out of the twin?
No, I don't think I did.
You should have put it on this for cleanup week, and then my buddy Jim could have come by and sold it for $100 on Craigslist.
Hell yeah.
Could have done that.
Did they give you any trade-in value?
No.
I don't think you can't sell used mattresses. I think there's like some law against it.
Well, no, because the same buddy whose wife had the pallet frame, he when they moved into their first house, they bought a king bed from the old Days Inn that was shutting down. Huh. So they bought one of the...
They bought a hotel bed?
They did, yeah. We still give them shit to it about it to this day.
Well, like I'm pretty
That's
positive.
That's disgusting.
Like it's not supposed to be any commercial sale of used beds.
Yeah, you can sell them on Facebook Marketplace. Yep.
Yeah, it's not like a used car lot where you trade it in and someone can go buy a 1998 fucking California King mattress.
Yeah.
1998.
Heavily used and abused.
Every type of stain you can think of.
And by abused, you know what we mean.
That's a good question for Jared. Have you abused it yet? Is it...
not yet.
Does it hold up?
Well, the bed frame hasn't came yet, so it's still on the ground.
Even better.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so it's much more of an upgrade.
Because I think the frame's the first thing to break.
Oh, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotta be, dude.
Need some cinder blocks.
Yeah.
So is it much more comfortable than your other bed?
Just, yeah, all around just much better.
Much more
cushion. And it's not even on the frame yet.
Yeah, it's not even the frame.
Much more cushion for the pushing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, Jared. Mm-hmm. Jared, is your
bedroom
pretty small now?
Yeah, we have to move the nightstands a good foot or two.
Good problem to have.
But it's not as long as I thought it would be. It's about the same length.
Yeah, length. Well, length doesn't matter. It's all about width and
girth.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Which I was stunned by.
Yeah. It's not so much about length as it is girth.
it's much more important.
Yeah. I was unstunned by that like 10 years ago.
Well, time to upgrade. It's been 10 years.
I know. It's not about, it's not about length. It's about width. Yeah. And width.
Yeah. So like, it's about what size it is around, not how long it is.
Yeah, it's at, they measure diagonally, which is typically
it's like a TV.
So
well, we're proud of you, Jared.
Thank you.
I expect though a lot more energy out of you now that you're getting better sleep. Yeah, so
much better sleep.
Look forward to that. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it takes a while to kick in. Like, you got to catch up.
It's kind of like when you start a new medication, it takes a week or two to kick in.
Yeah. You were sick too, right when you, like, it seems like the new mattress is what made you sick.
Maybe. It did smell funny when I first had it.
Your immune system was used to the last, like, you know.
Yeah, it's probably getting withdrawals from the old mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be it.
It's that new mattress smell.
Yeah. Right. It's like when my dad got his new knee. His knee didn't hurt anymore, but his back started hurting. Jared's back doesn't hurt anymore, but now everything else is wrong because his body was so used to overcompensating for his terrible mattress.
Yeah, just classic overcompensation.
Yeah, my immune system's fucked.
So, congrats, Jared.
Thank you.
Welcome to the real world.
So, do you guys all have kings?
No.
I think.
Oh.
No, I have a queen.
Gotcha.
You got the smallest bed in the room.
Oh my god!
We have a king at the lake.
Oh my god, dude!
He's got a part-time king.
You got a queen.
Okay, let me just say this real quick.
Oh my! Of all the dumb shit you spent money on, you haven't bought a king bed.
I don't even know if you could.
You bought an ice bath before you bought a king bed.
Well, we would have to get new nightstands if we wanted
a
king.
You had a kid before you had a new bed.
You guys have to remember sub 2K SQFT.
That is actually very true.
Right.
So
I forgot about sub SQFT. Sub 2K SQFT.
We got a king at the lake though.
It's not even your bed though. You don't own that.
No. But we sleep on it.
Part-time rental king.
Yeah.
But if you can lease it in the wintertime.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. Do you guys go out to the lake in the winter?
We don't, but in-laws do.
Yeah. So there you go. Just take that bed home with you.
Unless they're sleeping downstairs. I don't know. I doubt it, though.
Huh?
I would venture to say you could just swap the bed straight up. They're not even going to know.
No, and they wouldn't mind it. The thing is the nightstand issue.
Oh, I suppose sub 2K SQFT.
We'd have to put the nightstands facing the bed versus facing out.
That would be weird.
But so it would actually be convenient because then when you're laying in bed and you have to like crank your arm to then open the top drawer.
You could, yeah. Yeah.
Because then it's reached straight out if it's facing you and right towards you.
What are some good alternatives to nightstands? You don't even need them. You could get the bed, the gun bed.
Yeah.
Where you just stick your hands in there and the gun drops into your hand.
Yeah.
But you could just do that and fucking Kleenex drops out into your hand.
Yeah. Kleenex remote.
Kleenex and a bottle of lotion falls in each hand.
Yep.
Really, Tyler?
That's a great idea.
Then you wouldn't have to have it on the nightstand sitting there.
That is true.
Yeah. There's like 8 slots for different stuff.
8 slots for different thoughts.
Yeah.
You fucking got one slot and just fucking like popcorn drops out.
Stale and cold.
Yeah, no, it's not even that like a bottle of lotion. You just like stick your hand in there, like pumps like you're getting the soap dispenser.
Yeah, or like the hand sanitizer.
It makes that loud like whirring noise like an auto soap dispenser does.
Yeah. You could have fucking Jergens in one. You could have KY in the other.
Aveeno.
Yep.
Just
fucking aloe vera for a summertime.
Yeah.
You could have aloe at the lake one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Do you hate, does your sub 2K SQFT home not have enough room for nightstands now that you've upgraded to a king? Well, we have a solution for you. We call it the pocket bed. We can workshop the name.
Yeah.
I was trying to. I couldn't fast enough.
Yeah, an intruder comes. You're trying to grab a gun, but instead he gets handful.
Just throw a handful of lotion at his face.
Yeah, he's fucking whipping lube at him.
Oh, I'm sure it would burn if
no,
got
that's the
eyes.
Move. Yeah. Fucking pump a bunch of times to get the lube, slap it on the door where the on the floor in front of the door. So when he comes in,
slips.
He fucking slips. You have enough time to get your gun out.
Yeah. He does like a full cartoon.
Yeah. Then throw a people's elbow on him.
Yep.
Nah. Dude, I know you can't John see me Cena. Above his face first.
Because it's dark.
Yep.
That's a great idea.
Not bad.
The old fucking lubed slip trap.
I used to back at when I lived in at home, I had the drawers in the bed frame.
Oh, like you under the bed?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That wasn't a bad
that might
movie
be what either. You have to do.
But wait, you could have just like a slide out nightstand.
You could get one of those trays that go in between the box spring and the mattress, like they have the poles that go
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, and then I could just take the lamp off when I flip it in and put it back on, plug it in every single night.
In college, when we had the lofted beds, I had like a clip-on nightstand that went on the frame so it could like would like swivel.
All of these are great options. I think you got to upgrade.
You guys all have kings now?
Yeah.
What do you got, Jake?
Full.
Classic.
Oh, my God. What?
Bullet dodged, Ryan.
Thank God. I am not.
It's
I
just
do not.
Like- The one, you know,
hey,
the salesman's right when it's like the one thing you got to spend money on.
To be fair, Jake is the only one not sharing his
that
bed.
That is true. So basically, square footage wise, of amount of people that mm-hmm. are in his bed, it's probably bigger than a king, I guess, yeah. compared to the rest of us because he's sad and lonely.
Mm-hmm. All by himself all the time.
Lot of room on the nightstands. Huge nightstands for all of his Jergens bottles.
Black Friday Jergens deal. Buy 20, get one free.
Black Friday Jergens sale. Get 20 bottles of Jergens, get one black light for free.
Jake only has a Costco membership, so he can buy Jergens in bulk.
Buys it in bulk. Pays off the $30 a year. He's got to pay for the Membi.
The Membi. Platinum member.
Platinum Membi. No, Jake's a bronze Membi because he only buys one item there.
I love how he's just catching strays right now.
Yeah, I can't even.
A lot of himself. Fucking shrapnel.
No, that was a great diversion by you, Ryan.
I know. Now you're not even thinking about my queen.
No.
You're next man up.
I know.
Hasn't been 10 years.
We may have to just, because so my room runs the long way. So the bed's in the, we might Locked just have to way. Flip it.
Yeah. Then so you'll have room for the nightstands.
For sure.
Be a nice little change.
Yeah, up. Push it up against in the corner, and then just you know, then on your side of the bed, you'll just be against the wall.
No, where is it falling off? Yeah. Never.
You can lean right up against the wall if you want.
Yeah, if I need to cool down at night, just lean my back up against the wall, lean my butt up against the wall, cool my butt down. Well, your butt holds the most heat on your body.
Does it actually?
No, it's
your
head.
Butt hold or your butt hole.
Hold. With a D.
You could think about doing a Murphy bed too, Ryan.
That's not, I had the perfect wall.
What's
for
that?
It. It flips up. Flips into the wall.
Okay.
And it looks like a built-in or whatever.
I feel like
an armoire.
Don't your blankets fall off when you flip it up?
You'd think they would.
Well, not if you make your bed every morning.
Yeah, no, if you talk them.
Happening.
You don't make your bed every morning?
No.
Really? Do you guys?
We have too much real estate. It takes too long.
Yeah.
You got that tiny bed, so it's easy for you.
A king's a two-person
This job. Is Ryan making his bed. He just fucking goes like this.
Done.
It's like a dollhouse bed.
Genuinely, changing the sheets is a two-person job for the most part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of sweating.
Especially when it's a two-person job
for the first
making
time
dirty
ever
in the
when
first
Ryan...
place.
Yeah.
Well, you never... I mean, it could be a one-person job, too.
True. I don't. What is it when I eat where I eat? I don't play
shit
where I
eat.
I don't shit where I eat.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Well, should we take a break?
I don't really want to. I want to keep going. Yeah, we'll take a break.
Thanks, Ryan.
Well, we have to.
Wasn't so much more asking. Ryan.
Yep.
Christmas is coming.
Yep.
Are you celebrating this year?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Good old jolly Saint Nick.
So my guess is you're sitting here with your willy in your hand wondering, what am I going to get people for Christmas? So tough these days.
More so a pen and paper in my hand, not so much.
Your pen 15.
There we go.
Your pen 15 in hand wondering, and I have the solution for you. You got to go on down. Don't pass gas, first and foremost. That's always a mistake.
Yep.
Turn on into Holiday gas stations. Go get yourself a holiday gift card.
Ooh.
They can spend it on gas. They can spend it on everything in the store. And maybe the best and most important part, Jared.
Yep.
What is it?
A portion of the proceeds of holiday gift card sales are donated to No Kid Hungry.
To No Kid Hungry. So not only are you getting a good gift, maybe sneak a gift card for yourself too.
Naturally.
You're also helping out kids that are hungry out there. Mm-hmm. So it's a good cause. And you got your Christmas shopping already all done. Everyone wants a gas card.
Yeah.
Gas card or something you can, I mean, get them like a jalapeno cheese burger.
One of those cinnamon roll sandwiches.
Just yeah.
Get one of those square steak wraps.
Yep.
Yep. Filet wrap. Yep.
All you got to do is get a gift card and then get them hot. And you help out the hungry kids. So
I like
go
it.
To holiday gas station, get some gift cards for your loved ones, and you'll help out some other people's loved ones so they have food.
Or just buy a gift card and then just use that gift card on the spot to get gas.
That worker would be so annoyed by that.
But
all right, you want to load this up with like $63.75?
Yeah, or prepay 50.
All right, now will you just swipe it? Also, I'm doing a good deed, so
yeah,
you
it's actually not a bad move.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just donated to charity. What have you done today, other than piss and moan at me? No, holiday workers would never piss and
they
moan.
They are very nice.
They're very nice. Holiday gas, I just go there. All right, Jared, hit us with it. You got some questions from our beautiful patrons, guys. If you'd like to ask some questions, go to patreon.com/YouBetcherRadio. Or download the app and go to You Betcha Radio's page, sign on up, and ask your questions away. Make sure you got a good name.
Got a real quick about
give
the name
yourself
thing.
A good name.
Met a patron at the bar this last weekend, and I said you got to come up with a clever name. He said I just can't think of anything. So I wrote a name down in his phone as to what he should have his Patreon name be, and hopefully if it pops up, I'll know it's mine.
Okay.
So
okay, well, you're teasing us. You're not going to tell us.
That was a really roundabout way of telling us you have a burner.
I don't have a. Yeah. I do not have a burner.
Wasn't he kind of like like he felt like a kind of a lot of pressure to come up with a good name
on the spot too?
I mean, some people are clearly not feeling that pressure because some of the names stink.
No, I think that's one of the names is just stink.
Stink.
Stink e-butt.
See, there you go.
See, it's easy. Just workshop something.
Poetry. Dick Wiener asks.
Here we go.
They're not even trying anymore.
No. They're just combining two private.
I mean, if there was ever the same name. If there was ever senioritis in a Patreon, it's this.
It's Dick. Just writing, don't care.
It's like, you know, you senioritis. You already know you're gonna pass the class. You write your name at the top. You just circle a bunch of answers and hand it in. That's what we're doing now.
Pretty much.
Dick Wiener's gonna get upset that we're making fun of his name and change it to just ass boobies next week.
What if it's actually his name though? Dick Wiener. Richard Wiener. He's like, fuck? This one wasn't even.
Wiener is a last name.
Yeah. Or they go by Wiener.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Wiener.
Mm-hmm. Worst things to do hungover.
I think going to a kid's birthday party would be pretty terrible. Basically anything with kids involves, you know, the third grader nephew or niece's basketball game would be pretty terrible.
God. T-ball.
Just scream, kicking and screaming.
T-ball though, at least you're outside, get a little fresh air. If you're in a sweaty gym, yeah. No good. No good. Don't even get me started on wrestling.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Especially with dads like Tyler on the sidelines yelling at their kid.
I'm not a yeller.
Doing concrete work hungover, pretty terrible, but at least, found out.
I was going to say that, but like doing like any manual labor, but you sweat it out faster that way. So
it is true. You feel better later, but in that moment when you're trying to keep it all down, mm-hmm. tough.
It's like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Class. Like if you're in college.
Any sort of mental work is usually pretty hard.
Church.
Oh, yeah. Church hungover's not great.
Yeah. Having the organ blasted in your ear. Trying to honor the dear Lord. Yep. I just can't do this today. Well, then fuck
it. Well, you
then
get communion in your right fucking back.
That's always the one. One service that the pastor just or priest just goes on and on.
Yep.
And then it starts getting a little hot in there. Oh God.
And you're just like, you gotta give me to communion. I need some wine in me.
What do they call it when you gotta just
bring your own cup?
Yeah, and then you go to communion and you're back to zero.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bread in the tummy or a little body of Christ in the tummy. Little blood of Christ.
You just show up to both services for communion.
Yeah, or ask them where they keep it in the back. You got to make sure it's non-alcoholic.
Beforehand. You volunteer to be the one handing it out so you can grab a few extra for yourself.
What for you, what for me?
You know, I have sinned a lot lately. I'll take the chalice.
Just give me the jug.
Yeah, just give me the jug in the back.
Like if you're at a bachelor party or something, the worst is having to clean up on the last morning hungover.
Mm-hmm.
Like and picking up all the bottles and shit. Too. Yep.
God. I think. Yeah. Because my favorite thing to do when I'm hungover is not talk to anyone. So it's just like anything that would require you to schmooze of some sort. Podcasting, I have found, is very difficult hungover.
Mental fog.
Remember that? Was it last year? Last year in Green Bay when we were at the curling club.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
For
yeah.
Bellied Up.
You were borderline violent for some Jimmy John's.
Like,
really?
If you guys get a chance in your spare time, just pop into that episode. Just you can hear it in my voice. I was violently hungover, and we got there. We set up. And I'm in just sweating sitting there. And we did the intro and then we're like, all right, so we just take some callers. I'm like, nope. And they're like, what? I'm like, we had Jimmy John's coming. I said, I have to wait to talk. I have to wait to start this podcast until I eat food. Otherwise, this is going to be terrible.
Perks of being the boss. Perks of being the boss.
It helped a little bit, but it was tough. And then they wanted us to get on the ice afterwards. And I'm already got the shakes, and now I'm standing on slick ice.
Yeah.
I was like the intruder in Ryan's bedroom slipping on all the lube.
Did you guys put lube on this?
You're throwing stones in opposite lanes, the ones you're not supposed to be doing. Oh, my God.
You were fine by the last episode, but that if go to the very first episode of 3 at the curling club.
Yeah. Imagine having to be a mattress salesman hungover, trying to upsell Jared on a $200 more.
You know,
he lays
you
next
spend
to
more time on the bed than anywhere else. Give this one a shot.
You know, you always want a bed you can lay in hungover his hind tit.
You know, honestly, Saturday morning. Scoot over.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it didn't.
Oh, it could be hung as hind tit, though.
Hung as hind tit. That's what I bad. Meant. That's what I mean.
That's actually pretty good. Nice work, Ryan.
Thank you. We found it.
I'm going to use that now. I'm hung his hind tit right now.
What would be the best place to be hungover? Just bed?
Alone at home.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Probably an ice bath.
Ice bath. Sauna. Vinny Colombo asks, things that don't belong on a burger.
Pineapple.
I'd agree with that.
I mean,
so I've given it a couple of goes, and so I've given it a fair shake. Peanut butter does not belong on a burger.
Wow. I like a peanut butter with jelly, though.
Yeah, I've tried it multiple times, and it's not for me.
What about
it's not my favorite, but I couldn't confidently say it doesn't belong on a burger.
Yeah.
What about
couldn't sleep on my king bed at night knowing that I'd say that.
Toss it and turn it.
Yeah. It felt like I was on Jake's twin bed.
I thought he slept on the floor.
What about jelly?
No.
Really? No. What about jalapeno?
What about good aioli sauce?
Aioli?
I like a good aioli.
It depends on what else is on there. Like just
probably a patty of meat.
Then that'd be good.
Usually some sort of cheese.
Take a burger, hold the ham.
Are you guys eggs on burgers, guys?
Oh yeah.
Nope. I'll do it.
Jared, do it. You don't like eggs.
I don't eat eggs, yeah.
At all.
What do you hate about eggs?
The taste.
Really?
The texture.
Protein content, dude, not high enough.
Yeah. So you don't eat anything with eggs?
Well, I'll eat like cookies and stuff like that. Yeah.
I don't like eggs unless they're in flour and sugar.
Yeah.
And baking soda.
Whisked up. Jared, you just haven't had a good egg.
That is true.
I'll make you some eggs.
You got to have one straight from the fucking chicken.
like maybe. Drops out the poop.
Maybe you'd like raw eggs. Have you ever had a raw egg?
Uh-uh.
You just haven't tried a raw egg.
If he doesn't like the texture of regular eggs, he's for sure not going to like the texture of a raw egg.
If you had to eat an egg, how are you having it done?
Probably scrambled because I just put a lot of hot sauce on it.
There you go.
I feel like that's probably, the best way to eat
eggs. So you're just strictly breakfast meat kind of guy? Or?
Yeah. Like if I go to like a breakfast restaurant, there's not a lot of...
Hot cakes?
Yeah. It's
flapjacks?
Flapjacks.
So you literally eat breakfast like an 8-year-old.
So pretty much.
No omelets for you ever.
No, never.
You know what's weird is I don't order omelets.
I'm a huge omelet guy.
That's all.
So I love all the stuff that's in an omelet. I just don't ever get an omelet. I usually just get the meat on the side and all that.
For like the first 100 times I went to a breakfast place growing up, I got a ham and cheese omelet every time. I was too afraid.
I mean, that does sound pretty good right now.
You've been there over 100 times.
You don't think you've been to a breakfast place 100 times in your life?
No.
100 mornings?
No. 100. That's a third of a year almost.
One. Yeah, it's not like I'm there all fucking day. You haven't gone out for breakfast 100 times in your life. You've been
not to the same place. Spot.
No, I didn't say the same spot.
Oh,
because what always ends up happening is once I get into a groove and I go there once a week on the weekend, you know? After about 30 weeks, I'm bouncing to a new spot.
Yeah. So
I thought you meant same spot.
Yeah, I didn't say same spot. I said a breakfast place 100 times. Pretty much every breakfast spot's got a ham and cheese omelet, except for McDonald's.
Yeah. Bacon and eggs, toast, hash browns guy. It's all I need.
So now imagine all of those in the same thing wrapped in some egg.
Well, except for the toast.
Toast and hash browns. True.
Hash browns, they'll put those.
I'm a sucker for a breakfast sandwich, though, which is essentially that.
Yeah. Biscuit or croissant?
I mean, like,
croissant.
I'll eat an omelet. Huh?
Biscuit
like
or
egg
croissant?
Bake, it's the same thing as an omelet.
Yeah.
A what?
Biscuit or croissant on the breakfast
biscuit.
Sandwich. Really?
You never had biscuit with honey?
Well, not.
No, like, as the
breakfast
bun.
Sandwich. Yeah, breakfast sandwich.
I'm a croissant guy.
Like sausage,
sandwich,
egg, and cheese
sure.
Breakfast sandwich?
I actually like a bagel.
Really?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow, risk taker.
Whoa. There's an upcharge for that.
Mm-hmm. I actually really like buttered bagels. Is that psychotic?
No, buttered bagels are good.
So tough.
You just haven't had the right bagel. Come on. Jared.
No, like you probably actually haven't had a good bagel.
Jared, do you like breakfast?
I guess no.
You like coffee, though.
I like coffee. I like pancakes, like oatmeal, but...
You know what? I think you actually, even though you don't like the food of breakfast, I think that you embody the breakfast mentality.
Okay.
What's the breakfast mentality?
You know, like when I think breakfast mentality, I think of a diner, slow roll, guys sitting around drinking coffee.
Hot cough.
Reading the newspaper. I feel like that's Jared. Where Ryan, on the other hand, is more of a fast food joint. Right. In and out, but wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
On to the next PJ.
Yeah, on
project,
the go.
That stands for project.
On the
That's
go.
It's one word.
You get the gist.
Got the gist.
Yeah, I like the idea of like breakfast, but I'm just...
I like the idea of it.
I love a good breakfast spot.
It's my favorite
coffee
meal.
Coffee in a ceramic mug could not be better.
I don't eat breakfast enough. It's my favorite meal. Breakfast foods
are my
favorite.
Are there a ton of other kinds of mugs?
Plastic.
There's beer steins.
Stainless
that could be a
steel. Yeti's got an $87 stainless steel coffee.
That's
mug.
Low.
Yeah, that was
think
low
higher.
About that. Also, if they're going to go 87, they're just going to go 100.
That's
I know
true.
How they work.
Yeah.
It's either 25, 50. Well, there's not 25 is like
a sticker.
Accessories.
A fucking pinback button you can put on your jacket.
Fucking bear proof.
Yeah, it's a magnet so your mug can say Yeti.
Yep. The lid for your coffee is $50, $100 for the mug.
The rubber seal for the lid somehow is more expensive than the lid, $75.
Mm-hmm. So.
Viagra asks, if you could go on a trip with Luke from the Outdoor Boys, what three things would you bring?
Nothing you have at all.
Yeah, that's the thing is, am I doing it to try and impress him, or am I doing it because it's something that he is missing? Because if I'm trying to impress him, I'm bringing a fucking a gallon tub of honey butter.
Hell yeah.
Doing that. And I'm going to bring...
I mean, I think a tent is a huge upgrade for Luke. He usually sleeps on logs with hay on top.
Well, that's part of the experience, though.
That's
true. It'd be boring to watch him just pitching a tent.
I think I would just...
That's yeah.
Where's Luke? Oh, he's over there pitching it. Yeah. Quite literally.
Actually. Miles brought a tub of honey butter. Now he's pitching a tent.
I think that I would bring him a chainsaw.
That'd be a great
idea. I mean, just cool. So he could sit down and relax once in a while.
I think you're missing the thing that he could benefit the most from.
Say it, Tyler.
A chest mount for his camera or a head mount for his camera so he can shoot with both hands.
That is true. Actually, I'll just hold the camera.
Just bring your hands.
Yeah, I'll bring my hands.
Or he could just tripod it too.
Yeah.
He's kind of got everything.
He's flush.
Did you see he did a... TikTok making fun of himself shooting one-handed all the time. Like he bought his kids a Nerf gun or something, and he's just only shooting the Nerf gun one-handed.
He's a goof. That guy's just funny.
He is.
Checks all the boxes.
I think I would probably bring him a neti pot for his sinuses. He's got some plugged up sinuses.
Yeah, it's all. He just woke up at the hotel we were at last week.
He's going to go from talking like this to talking like this when I'm done with him.
Smelling salts.
Maybe some. Maybe we can. Me and him can do an ayahuasca retreat.
Ooh, in Alaska.
That would be sick. I would want to do that with Luke from the Outdoor Boys channel.
Because you wouldn't have to be worried about like having a bad trip or anything. He doesn't
seem like a guy that's gonna like make fun of you if you shit your pants while you're high.
He'd be like, we can use that somehow.
Right.
Yeah, we'll just use it for fertilizer for our crops we're planting.
Yeah.
Keep the bears away.
We come back next year.
Mm-hmm. I think I would maybe bring him some entertainment of some sort. We could maybe play chess or cribbage.
You get him one of those handheld deals with just like water with rings, and you try to get the rings on a peg.
That'd be a good one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You bring like Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, you're talking about the thing where it's like a tea stand and then you swing the ring and it hooks on the thing and you pass the shot back and forth.
No, it looks like a Game Boy. And inside it's just water and these rings floating around in the water.
Oh, yeah.
You press the button and it like shoots.
Same vibe at Taco Bell when to get a free taco, you drop your coin in the water and then had to make it land on the bottom one.
Yep.
Same vibe.
Yeah. And you get a free, you get one free $1.08 taco.
I was the king of that game back in college. I had the system gamed. It would take me no more than 2 coins to get a free taco.
You're paying for 50 of it at that point.
Well, you do a penny. Hmm. But then the penny was like cinnamon twists. It wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Quarter was the taco.
Yeah, maybe would bring some entertainment.
Maybe bring some booze.
There you go.
Get Luke all liquored up.
I feel like he would love butter schnapps.
Yeah, he'd be shooting shit with his .22 no-handed.
He got it in between his legs. I was shooting this.
I would like to say he's packing some heat down there.
I think that honestly, I don't think that Luke from the Outdoor Boys channel would agree to go on a trip with me. Because all he'd have to do is listen to one of these podcasts and be like, this guy's not cut out for this crap. He's going to have to take so many breaks.
He just accidentally listens to the hiking episode.
Yeah, he doesn't like hiking. This sounds like a disaster. I'm going to have to get in on one of his heli trips.
Yeah, you got to be helied straight down to the spot.
Would you reconsider hiking if it was with Luke?
I'd go on a hike with Luke from the Outdoor Boys channel. Damn. I would.
Doesn't matter how far it is, you would do it.
Yeah, what's the max distance?
20 miles?
How flat is it?
20 miles?
Isn't that what he does? It's like 20 miles?
Probably 10 in, 10 out.
Jesus.
If there's any too much vertical up and down, I'm out.
Gotcha.
But I'd maybe go on a 5 mile hike with Luke from the Outdoor Boys channel. Pretty low elevation.
Yeah.
Do it in Fargo.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hike around Fargo.
Just downtown.
Set up in my backyard. So that I can shit in my bathroom.
Go sleep. Inside for movie night.
Sleep in your bed.
Yeah. As soon as he passes out,
gone.
Inside. I'll tell him I'll have first watch. Hey, I got first watch, man. You go to bed.
You just wait for him to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Mike Oxbig asked.
But then you got to make sure you're back in before he wakes up, and you wakes up and you're laying next to him and, good morning. That's what he says every morning. Yeah, he's like, all right, should we do some breakfast? And I just like pull out a fucking holiday breakfast sandwich.
Got you covered.
This is homemade cinnamon roll that I use for the buns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, throw in a Ziploc and just be like, yeah, I just made this outside.
I brought some yeast and some cinnamon and some frosting for these buns.
Busy morning.
Busy morning.
Good morning.
Mike Oxbig asks, how did you decorate your room growing up?
I had an entire wall of posters. No walls showing. You know, you go to Walmart, you get the like $3 or $4 posters in there. I think I had Johnny Cash.
Ooh.
I think I had a Don Vito poster.
Nice, Jackass.
Yeah, Don Vito from
R.I.P.
from Viva La Bam.
Yeah.
It said Don Vito, but it was like the logo of The Godfather.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. I had I had sports ones from like SI Kids Sports.
Mm.
I had a few surfing ones, you know. I'd go on vacation and in the airport I'd buy a surfing magazine.
Nice.
Even though I've never surfed once in my life.
It was probably Kelly Slater.
It was sick though, yeah. Kelly Slater got me on the cover. I had an OAR poster.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Checks out.
Had a couple flags as well.
No chicks. Like Anna Kournikova.
No, we had the posters for the chick posters were at the lake.
Oh. In the back shed.
We actually did put one of the chick in a bikini on the beach on the ceiling underneath.
Hell yeah. That was coffin sick. Style.
You could have used the pocket bed at that point.
And then just all of my trophies.
There's another wall.
Yeah. A trophy wall, a poster wall. Then there was a window that took up a lot of the wall.
Closet probably.
Yeah. Kind of it.
I had one of those like
what kind of bed sheets did you have? like were they sports bed sheets?
No.
Oh, there's
no, my mom wouldn't have bought me those.
She wouldn't have?
No.
My room growing up was I mean, you could call me Ryan from the Outdoor Boys room. Pure camel.
Really?
I had a one entire, so if you can imagine that wall right there, the entire thing was wallpaper of like a deer scene.
We did have wallpaper border growing up that were sneakers.
Ooh.
And then the shoelaces would glow in the dark.
That's sick.
Dead ass.
That's sick.
Do you have the stars pinned to your ceiling too?
No, those were lame.
Those are dumb.
I had those at grandma's.
You did?
Yep. And I had a bunk bed, so I was like 3 fucking feet from the stars in the ceiling.
Did you ever see Orion's belt?
Yeah, I drew it up there. Stick-ons.
So yeah, I had the white-tailed deer mural, and then on the wall behind
What? You had a mural?
Well, the wallpaper mural. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then behind my bed, I had all my mounts.
Yep.
Walleye, first buck, pheasants, perch, wood duck, fox, fucking you name it was on the wall.
Yeah. I had a mixture of both of your guys' rooms. I had my one wall had all my animals, and then I had this little like
well, I wasn't done
shelf. I started before, and you cut me off, so my turn.
How do you guys get anything done on the double board?
We don't ever. And I had this
just
like
no
shelf.
Way that thing flows well.
It flows great.
No, it does.
We had a shelf all the way around the room.
Same.
And then that's my trophies were all on that. And then I had some fish. I had a big ass fish tank.
It was live all my fish?
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No, I let them die and then I just kept them in there so they could rot. What
kind of bed sheets did you have?
I did have some weird ones. I had like some deer ones growing up because I had a deer comforter as well.
Yeah. I had all Realtree camo.
Can't see anything in
did
there.
Did you just bring that up so you could flex on us?
Pretty
fuck
much.
You.
As part of, I mean, as part of the room, it was an outdoor boys' room.
Yeah, I suppose I kind of had like two. You had your like kid room, and then I had like my teenage room.
Yeah,
the posters were my teenage.
Yeah, phase. I'm talking teenage room as well. Yep.
A lot of Blink-182 and Simple Plan pumping through my stereo too.
Did you have hell the Green yeah. Day poster with the heart grenade?
No, I didn't like have that one. That. I didn't. I was a Blink-182 guy more than was a Green Day guy.
You guys, I had an iHome. You guys remember the iHome?
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it's called.
With like the dock?
Yeah, so you could plug your iPod Nano in or whatever iPod.
Hell yeah.
Plug your Nano in and then I would just set my alarm on there. So when I'd wake up, I think it would start playing Baby Bash. What's the Baby Bash song? Cyclone.
Oh yeah, Cyclone.
It would start playing Cyclone.
I think I told them this story about what I used to wake up to, didn't I?
What?
I had my parents bought like a stereo for their house that they didn't want. So they gave it to me. It was a Sharper Image CD player.
Hell yeah.
And you press the eject button and it was like, you put the CD in flat. The thing
was it like
slide up.
Was it clear blue and gray?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We had the same exact
one. Fucking slid up and then you put the disc in there. I had little Bow Wow. Well, he was Bow Wow at this time.
Yeah, not he wasn't very little at that point.
I had Bow Wow.
You got a wrapper on your shoe.
So I used to wake up to Bow Wow's CD and the first song on the album just started with dogs barking.
That's so peaceful.
So I'd wake up to dogs barking every morning on my alarm.
Who woke the dogs up?
That's like the beginning of X Gonna Give It To You.
Yeah.
Yeah, same kind of vibe. It was a great album, though. He definitely won between him and Lil Romeo.
Oh, Bow Wow. I don't even remember
Lil Romeo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bow Wow won out huge. Got rid of the Lil.
Yeah. Well, especially
no one knows who Romeo is.
No. Mm-hmm. Once Like Mike came out too, then yeah, I mean it was solidified.
Yeah, it was done.
Make me like Mike.
Yeah, much better movie.
Wait. Yeah. We had a Lego phase in our bedroom, so it was just always all over the floor at all times too. Yeah. Minefield.
Jerry, so, what about you?
Viking posters. I think I had like a Terrell Davis poster.
Nice, legend.
Yeah. And then I had a Coke bottle collection too.
Really?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could be worth some coin these days.
Could be, yeah.
But he threw them away.
No, I think they're at my parents' house.
I had one poster growing up I got from the Scholastic Book Fair because I was starting to think that I liked basketball. So I got
Captain Underpants?
I know. Oh. That has nothing to do with basketball.
He already had that preloaded before you said basketball. Yep. So, to be fair,
it was a Dirk Nowitzki poster that I put on the back of my door to my room.
You're talking about Herky Dirk?
Herky Dirk.
German sniper.
Yeah. That was the only basketball player I knew that was in the league at the time.
He had good hair.
He did.
So gross looking.
Mm-hmm.
Stick straight.
Fucking grease ball.
Great player, though.
Very good.
You got NBA Finals championship, didn't you?
MVP
yeah,
too.
LeBron in the Heat.
Yeah.
That was LeBron's first year there. Greg Whalen asks, would you rather say fuck after every compliment you give or break out into song every time you get into an argument?
I need you to give me an example of both, Jared. Let's hear it.
You look nice today. Fuck. And no, I'm not doing the song one.
Jared. There's no way a king bet is better than a queen bet. Are you kidding me? Now you break on the song.
Can't think of what to sing.
The sun will come out tomorrow. I think fuck for sure.
Because you can spin. You can be like, you look so nice today. Fuck.
That's true.
That's how I would do every single one.
Yeah. It's every compliment, though.
Jared, you look like you got a good night of sleep last night. Fuck.
Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue much better.
Yeah, these eggs are delicious. Fuck.
Just there's not a scenario where that doesn't work. If anything, we should all be adding that to our compliments.
Yeah, yeah, it accentuates the compliment. Compliment
enhancer.
We were talking about Churchill. Hey, great sermon today, Father. Fuck.
Oh, that wine was tasty up there. Fuck.
Yeah, there's not a time it doesn't work.
No, especially compliment wise.
Yeah. Hey. Funeral home director, you crushed that service for my dead grandma. Fuck. Like, it just works in any situation.
That cremation job was next level.
Fuck.
No clubs.
Yeah. It was, I sifted through it. It was, there was not a single bone left.
Fuck.
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 This is not a very good question by him. I'm starting to think that this is what we should be doing.
So easy.
Does the 180.
Yeah. You work at a college and you're the one in charge of doing the graduation ceremony. All right. Next up is Ryan Sheely. Graduated with a Bachelor of Science of this. Good job, Ryan.
Fuck. And if people know that it's coming, then it's acceptable anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So easy question.
Trey Ends Gender asks, what animals would you feel least guilty running over?
Animal least?
Yeah, you feel least guilty running over.
Probably a skunk.
Yeah.
You know, not ideal for me to have that type of stink on my hand. On my tires, I mean.
Better you than somebody else, though.
Well, it's actually probably worse for the people behind me.
That's where I would feel the guilt now, is everyone else has got to smell it.
Yeah, but imagine the dog or dogs that you're saving from getting sprayed, or the people.
I'm thinking squirrel. No harm, no foul, killing, running over a squirrel.
I'm thinking coyote.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Because, I mean, they're a nuisance anyways, and they're killing off all the animals I like to harvest.
Or like a hog.
Wild hog?
Yeah.
That would do a little too much damage, I think.
I don't think hog's on my list. I can't tell you why. It's just something feels off about running over a hog.
They're solid. Feral hog. Fuck your truck up.
That's true.
You know, it's
bacon
like,
in the morning, though.
You run over a skunk, no one's like, God, did you get the back straps off that skunk? You run over a hog, it's like, fuck, we got barbecued ribs for dinner.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Yeah. What about you, Jared?
I'd probably be a hog still.
you're doubling down.
I think I'm doubling down.
Yeah, can't backpedal on this podcast.
No.
I'd say the most guilty I would feel would be running over like a turtle. Because I don't feel like they don't have a chance.
For
to
some
begin
reason,
with.
It seems like a much more horrific death.
It's because it's way easier to avoid that. Like,
for
they're
sure.
not moving very fast. They're not accidentally jumping out in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just something about the idea that his shell just gets smashed.
God.
You know, like maybe there's some internal bleeding if you run over a deer or something, but you're not like crushing its skull.
Yeah.
It's not like they can, if they do survive the hit from curling up in their shell, it's not like that. It's not like a snail to where they can just go find a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they do?
Snails?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they go from being a snail. If they lose their shell, they're a slug.
Oh, that was a butterfly.
Nah, just kidding.
Nice one, Jared.
I don't think we really know much about the animal kingdom.
No.
Yeah.
Yep, we're good.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. I just started thinking about octopus.
Would you guilt-free run that over?
No, I watched, what's the YouTuber, the Mark Rober?
Sounds about right.
He's the guy that does like the glitter boxes for people who steal his packages off his front porch.
Oh, sure.
Is that Mark Rober? Jake's giving me a thumbs up. He did a thing where he got a pet octopus and ran it through a bunch of tests to see how smart it was. And that fucker is genius.
The octopus is?
Yeah. He can do anything.
Fuck, you got 8 arms.
Like math or just like going to point A to point B?
It's mostly physical tests.
Okay.
But it like unscrewed something and all that stuff. Hmm. So.
Well, here their whole body's like a brain.
Yeah. They have their tentacles can act independently from their brain. They're if you hold it up and it's just hanging there, they're just hanging brain.
I was trying to work that in somewhere.
I knew you were and I wanted to be you too. So if you guys want to watch the video, just go check it out. I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately.
Yeah, you have.
I float between Mark Rober, Luke from the Outdoor Boys channel, and Mr. Beast.
So. Nice.
Covering all my bases, truly. So I watch Mr. Beast so I can relate to all my nieces and nephews.
Yep.
When I see him at Christmas. Mark Rober really gets my activates the brain.
Your nieces and nephews are like 3 years
and
old.
And Luke from the Outdoor Boys channel is just have skills that I didn't have before. So
well rounded.
And now I know how to make fresh bread with honey butter in the woods.
He's quite literally, he's putting the craft into bush.
Yeah. I'll bring the bush if he brings the craft.
No, we're not talking about that bush.
And on that note, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Betcha Radio Podcast. May your bushes be crafted and your beds be king. Mm-hmm. Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.